Och en satt med sig, han är inne där, med bästa kan get, men the morning after Halloween and bara for you could get a whole lot of carts and gits and things sitting. I think we weren't the only culprits about the other fashion boys than us. And you could get maybe five or six carts sitting down in the diamond and the next morning. Plus gits and different things like that. But there was always fit to be caught in you.
Harmless.
Of course, an orchard would have been a good thing to raid by a time. Not that there were that many worth, you know, there was no good orchards in it, but for the sake of just going for them. That was the way I would have got a touch. Well, one night, a gang of us were out having a bit of a run round, and there were a field of corn that Don McVeigh had cut. And, oh, nice corn, so there were about six or seven of us. And we started and we stuck to about the half of the field. Good, didn't do it bad, you know, upside down and stuck it right. And all he thought the face had been out the night before. And different things like that. There were always something to do. The only thing I do remember one night I was coming from the practice, a very, very dark night. I was walking up the road just at Broughton Lee. And at that time the lights went out. They were in Ballycastle. There were no lights up our way at all, but in Ballycastle they went out at 12 o'clock, you see. And they so I was coming up and just at Broughton Lee, this merciful roar right in me, and the hair stood on me, and I'm sure I was 3 foot. But just as quick, I realised what it was, a donkey. His head out over the wire. So that was a scare, yeah, I can tell you. But actually, there were always a tale stories about different things, but there were never a big lot of truth on them, you know. Some boys would have believed them and they'd have been feared, you know, and they wouldn't have walked by a certain place or on their own, you know, things like that. But I never seen anything by that donkey, and that was enough.